I have something to confess. Lately, I've been feeling off. And at first, I didn't recognize it for what it was. It started with feeling overwhelmed, like I had too much on my plate. Then I wasn't sleeping well. My mind wouldn't shut off. That led to me making poor choices, like skipping workouts, reaching for comfort food, and spending way too much time doom-scrolling. Eventually, my thoughts turned negative, and that's when I realized I wasn't just overwhelmed anymore. I was slipping into depression. Maybe you've been there too. Maybe you've had thoughts like, I can't do this anymore, or what's the point? Maybe you've looked at yourself in a photo and thought, I look awful, or felt like giving up because the pressure of life as a single parent, a caregiver, or just someone who's trying their best got too heavy to carry. I've been down this road before. I watched my mom go through cycles of depression. As a child, I didn't understand why she stayed in bed for days and even weeks. I was the oldest, so I had to get myself and my younger siblings ready for school, never knowing what I'd walk into when I got home. And now, as an adult, I see how easy it is to follow that same path unless we catch it early. That's why I'm sharing this episode with you today, not as an expert, but as someone who's learning to care for her mental health in real time. I want you to know you're not alone. And if you're starting to feel like you're drowning, I want to help you recognize the signs and give you some gentle ways to pull yourself back up. Welcome to the Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate podcast. Each week, I share stories, reflections, and gentle guidance to help you navigate life's relationships, especially the ones that start with yourself. I discuss topics such as learning to say no when something doesn't feel right, finding your voice, and working through everyday conflicts with kindness and courage. These aren't just skills. They're the building blocks of self-esteem and can help you live with more clarity, confidence, and heart. New episodes drop every Thursday, so hit that subscribe button and join me on this journey. And hey, if something here speaks to you, leaving a quick review helps others find it too. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's all shine a little brighter today. Here are five signs that I've noticed in myself that maybe you'll recognize too. Chronic stress. For months, I've been juggling intense projects, home responsibilities, and deadlines. I've managed big changes and tried to keep everything running. That kind of constant stress wears you down. I find myself teary for no reason, craving a hug, and needing someone to tell me everything would be okay. I used to make healthy food choices, but when the stress kicked in, I started craving muffins, candy, and grilled cheese. One day, after a difficult experience at the bank, I bought a bag of candy and ate half of it in a parking lot. I felt a wave of calm afterward, almost like a smoker's first puff or someone having their first sip of wine. It shocked me. That's when I realized I was emotionally eating. Without sleep, I was tired during the day. I'd stay up late one night, then crash at 7 p.m. the next. I stopped walking the dog twice a day. I skipped workouts. I scrolled endlessly on social media, which made me feel worse because I wasn't getting anything done. My inner voice turned mean. I started thinking, why bother? I stopped caring about how I looked, stopped dressing nicely, and let my self-talk drag me down further. That voice was loud, and it wasn't kind. My body started aching. My breathing felt off. Even though I craved apples and vegetables some days, other days, I couldn't stomach the idea of healthy food. These symptoms were telling me something. Recognizing those signs was the wake-up call I didn't know I needed. And once I saw them clearly, I knew it was time to start making some gentle changes. Here are 11 steps I'm taking to care for my mental health. They aren't quick fixes. Just some gentle, real-life things that are helping me come back to myself, and maybe they'll help you too. I'm not religious, but I am spiritual. For me, that means trusting there's a power greater than me that loves me unconditionally. I remember the verse, "Be still and know that I am God." I find stillness in nature, even a 3-minute walk, a deep breath, or hugging a tree reminds me that I'm supported. I've been replacing "why bother" with "I am worthy of a good life." Even baby steps count. I tell myself, just for this moment, I'll take a 5-minute walk, drink water, or put my phone down. It matters. Years ago, when I was in deep postpartum depression with 3 young kids, I begged my husband to stay home. He didn't. That day, I realized that I had to learn to care for myself. No one could do the work for me. Now, I ask myself, what do I need right now? And I do my best to give myself that, whether it's a hug, rest, or professional help. Some days I have energy, and some days I don't. On high energy days, I pace myself. On low energy days, I do one small thing, and I let that be enough. I remind myself, this too will pass. I set boundaries. I no longer let people walk all over me. If someone disrespects me, I speak up calmly and clearly. That's not conflict, that's self-respect. I use I statements now when I communicate. Instead of saying, "You made me feel," I say, "I feel overwhelmed," or "I feel disappointed." This helps me stay grounded and keeps the conversation from turning into a fight. I also move my body. I'm back to walking. Some walks are short, some are just to clear my head. But every time I get outside and move, I feel better. Sometimes I have to talk myself into it, but I'm always glad I did. I choose my circle carefully. Right now, I'm only surrounding myself with people who accept me as I am, even when I'm low. True friends don't disappear when you're struggling. I've learned who those people are in my life. Long bubble baths, lightly scented lotion, music that lifts me up. I've even accepted that some scrolling is okay, as long as I'm being kind to myself about it. My self-care doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to feel good. And number 10, I have music that heals. I've got a playlist that brings me back to life. "Rise Up" by Andra Day is one of my go-to songs. I look in the mirror, point to myself, and say, "I'm doing this for you." Other favorites, "Unstoppable" by Sia, "Roar" and "Firework" by Katy Perry, and "The Climb" by Miley Cyrus. They help me feel strong again. And number 11, I drink more water. It sounds simple, but it does matter. My body needs it. My brain needs it. I feel better when I'm hydrated. So remember, you don't have to do it all. You don't have to be perfect, and you don't have to push through life alone. Small steps matter. Tiny shifts add up, and the more we model healthy coping, emotional honesty, and self-care, the more we raise children who grow up knowing how to do the same. Wherever you are in your mental health journey, I hope this episode helps you feel seen, supported, and less alone. You're doing better than you think. And don't just learn these skills, live them. That's when the magic happens. If this episode has motivated you, hit follow for more life lessons from Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. And if no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?